You are listening to Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio, brought to you by M Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined as always by my friends and colleagues, Carol Morgan and Todd Youngblood. Guys, how you doing?
I'm lovely today.
This is going to be a great show today. I'm looking forward to it.
I am fantastic.
Outstanding. All right. Well, welcome today's guest. His name is David Lelak. He's a certified home inspector with IHI Home Inspections. Welcome to the show, David.
Thank you so much.
It's good to have you. I understand that today is anniversary with Mrs. Lelak.
It sure is.
Outstanding. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
So, David, before we get into it, do take about 30 seconds and just tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Well, I come from the construction industry. I worked in it all my life, started on my dad's side when I was five, carrying one brick at a time. I worked in several different types of the industry, framing, roofing, brick and block work. Last thing I did was I've owned my own landscape and grading company for 15 years. I'm now in the home inspection business.
It's really exciting. It sounds like you've been in the industry a long time. Tell us a little bit more about IHI Home Inspections.
Started when I went through my schooling December 06 and started in the inspection business. Each year has been growing and growing. Last year alone, we have increased over 2011 by, I believe it's 22% increase.
What recession?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. I work by myself right now. I do all the home inspections, and it's an interesting business.
When should I do a home inspection? Buying, selling, both, in between? When does it make sense to have that done?
Yes.
Okay.
if you're planning on selling a home, it's great to have inspection done. That way we can go through the home, point out all the things that will need attention. That way you can have things fixed on your time frame and on your dollar, not in the time crunch of a buyer coming in having the inspection done and you have a short time frame. I hate to say it, you may get taken advantage of by contractors knowing you need it done immediately because you're put on the front of their burner. That way you can, you know, like I said, your time frame and your money. Also, during the purchasing, you need to have a home inspection done so you know what you're buying.
What if it's a new home? Do I need to have my new home inspected as well?
Definitely. So many times I've done new home inspections, and the worst part of the home is the roof. So many exposed nails, there's holes in the roof, there's broke shingles, and to me the most important part of home is the roof, because when it rains, the first part of the house that gets hit by the rain is the roof. And if the roof cannot keep the water out, where does it go to and what happens by the time it gets to the basement?
That's really interesting. You wouldn't think that a new home would need its roof inspected. And I'm sitting here wondering, and I don't know if there's a statistic or not, what percentage of new homes are inspected?
I hear a lot of times that from agents, I have a client that's buying a brand new home, and they've chose not to do the inspection, even though the agent has not insisted, but suggested them getting the inspection done. I don't know a statistic on that. Wish I did, but
I'm just curious, David. Do any builders use your services? When I think of, you just surprised me when you said, you know, nail pops and things on a brand new roof. Is that something you've done or makes sense?
It does make sense. Each time I do a new home, I try to talk to the builder or the superintendent to try to get basically on board with them so I can do an inspection for them and they would have a very good product to put to the marketplace.
Different kind of question. I would expect when obviously you're going to inspect a house, you're likely to find some kind of a problem. Mm-hmm. And I would think if I hired you to inspect my house, I'm probably going to ask you, well, who should I get to repair the roof or the window or the whatever it is? How do you handle that?
I do keep a booklet of business cards of reputable companies that I refer out business to. The clients do take those cards. Some of them have used the contractors that I suggested and have been very happy with their services.
All right. We'll be back with David Lelak after this commercial break.
When was the last time you browsed the web from your mobile phone? With more consumers than ever searching for your business on the go, it's important that you make a great first impression. Make sure your website is making the most of your mobile presence with content designed uniquely for smartphones and tablets. Get started with the team at Marketing Relevance today. Call 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com.
All right, and we're back with David Lelack, certified home inspector with IHI Home Inspections.
So, David, you know, you've done a lot of home inspections. Are there certain things that you find a lot in homes? I mean, you know, kind of red flags or things that lots of homes of X age have this wrong with them, or is it just all over the board?
It's pretty much all over the board. Normally, the older the home, you have a lot more issues on the exterior. A lot of people, you know, when they pull up in front of their house, they raise a garage door, they go inside and never look at the outside. They want the curb appeal to be there because they want it to look good for the neighbors, but they don't go around checking all the doors and windows for wood rot. That is where a good maintenance inspection would come in. If you're not buying or selling, you have a maintenance inspection done. If you find some wood rot, you'll be able to take care of it on like I said, on your time frame.
It seems like every business you hear of lately is using some kind of newfangled technology. Is that true in your business too? Any cool technology tools you're using to help you do your work?
It is. It is like the infrared technology. I do keep a camera with me. You know, when I come up on something that is questionable, like a leak or roof leak or plumbing leak, I may grab the camera out of the truck and bring it in and check to see if it's active or not. Sometimes I have a client that orders an electrical inspection, which I scan electrical panels, outlets, switches to see if anything is hot or not. So
now, wait a minute.
That's interesting.
You say you scan an electrical panel. You're not talking about scanning it with your eyes. I'm not sure I know exactly
Correct.
What you mean.
Right. An infrared camera shows a picture of temperature.
Uh-huh.
And when there may be a loose connection in the panel and a loose connection electrical panel,
it
shows the heat. So
very cool.
That's really interesting. Right. Well, I know another thing that we hear a lot about is radon gas. And, you know, I've never had a home inspected for radon gas. Should I have?
The EPA recommends every home in the nation be tested every 2 years for radon.
Wow.
Yes.
I look at you and I trust you. So I'm not, this isn't a gotcha kind of question, but if I'm going to get a home, especially if I'm a buyer and I hire you to come in and inspect the home that I'm about to plunk down a serious amount of money for, I'm going to want some kind of a guarantee that you're going to find all the problems, that I'm not surprised. I mean, talk me through that process.
The guarantee that we offer at the end of the inspection, if you do not like what I've done for you, if you think I should have done more, I should have been more thorough, taken more pictures, this, that, and the other, I do give a 200% guarantee that at the end of the inspection, if you say, I don't like what you did, you're out, I will pay the same price, the same fee that you're paying me for you to bring in another inspector. And I will pay that inspector to do that inspection for you.
It's pretty impressive. And that may be what makes your company different from others. But are there other things that, you know, differentiates your company from other home inspectors in the market?
One thing that I do on about 99% of all homes I inspect is walk the roof. It doesn't matter the steepness of the roof. I have roof shoes. It helps me on the roof, gets traction. There's a lot of stuff from walking a roof that you would not see from the ground. And I know there's some people out there that look at the roof from the ground with binoculars and check off that it's okay. You know, you can't see those nails sticking up on the roof or the backside of chimneys that cannot be seen from the ground, which I've found a home being freshly painted, great curb appeal, and they never touched the back of the chimney. There were softball size holes in the back of the chimney where birds and squirrels and stuff were getting in, and it was just a mess. But the two sides in the front looked great. That could not have been seen from the ground.
So you must have a ladder on your truck that you take everywhere with you.
Actually, I carry
two. That's a brilliant insight, Carol.
You say, and you must not have any fear of heights or fear of falling.
Fear of heights thing scared me.
You couldn't pay me to get on my roof.
No.
And I've had painters refuse to paint my house because of my roof. Something about, you know, a 12-pitch, 10 roof scares them a little bit.
It scares a lot of people.
Yeah, anyway.
David, you talked about inspecting roofs and electrical systems and plumbing. I mean, are there any other kind of oddball things or things you wouldn't normally think of that ought to have an inspection also?
A swimming pool.
Oh.
You know, there's there's issues with swimming pools all the time that I find that, you know, for one in particular, the pool equipment needs to be grounded all tied in together, and then check for water leaks on it, check the liner, make sure there's no issues with it. If it's a gunite pool, check for cracks, stuff like that. Just make sure it's in great shape, no trip hazards, nobody's going to catch a toe on something.
Well, David, I hate to say it, but we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you, and where can they learn more about IHI Home Inspection?
Well, our phone number for scheduling and or questions would be 404-788-2581, and our website is IHIHomeInspections.com.
David Lelack, Certified Home Inspector with IHI Home Inspections. It was great to have you. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
We will return after today's Deal of the Day for a discussion on home design trends in 2013. We'll be right back.
Hey, Forrest, what time is it?
Well, Delaney, it's time for today's Deal of the Day.
All right, Carol, what have you got for us?
Well, Trayton Homes is offering closing cost bonuses on all of their Metro Atlanta communities.
All
of them.
Their communities.
Yep. So, well,
what closing cost bonus? What exactly does that mean?
So the bonuses vary by community. So you'd really have to visit the special offers page on the Trayton website or call any Trayton Homes community to get specific information on which homes and what the bonus it is, because it, you know, probably varies slightly by community and maybe even varies plan to plan.
Can you give us some sense of where some of their communities are?
Absolutely. So they've got Estates of Fernwood Creek in Cherokee County, and that's Cherokee County right on the cusp of Cobb out there. It's off of, what is that? It's Cox Road and Wiley Bridge, if you know that area.
Okay. That's convenient to a lot of different spots.
It's fantastic. It's really convenient to Roswell. Mm-hmm. So, but it's in Cherokee County taxes, right there on the cusp of Roswell and Cobb. And it's luxury single-family homes priced from the 350s. Then they have Rockford Township, and I love this one. It's located near the historic Marietta Square. They have spacious single-family homes in a gated community priced from the low 300s.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That number took me by surprise. That location I'd expect to be quite a bit higher.
Yeah, especially Marietta Square with all those beautiful historic homes. Kind of a pricey area, but, you know, you can still buy very affordable new homes in the area. Then there's Leisure Ridge, and there's only 4 opportunities remaining in Leisure Ridge for people to move in. That's in Dunwoody, and it is an upscale single-family home community priced from the mid-fives. And then one of their newer communities is Scott Farms, and it is located in West Cobb, just off of Due West Road, and there are 12 Trayton homes that are going to be built in that community, all single-family homes, and they're priced in the mid-300s.
That is a cool community, too. I drive by that all the time. It's near where I live now. It's really neat.
Mm-hmm. That's a great area, great schools. Again, out there near the avenues, and one of my favorite, I mean, we talk about it a lot on the show, one of my favorite areas of town.
Carol, once again, where can people get information on this?
They can go to TraytonHomes.com, and they're going to want to make sure they click on the special offers page.
All right. Well, that wraps today's Deal of the Day. All right, and we're back, starting a new segment on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum. It's going to be, I think we're going to call this our Real Estate Forum Trends Roundtable. What do you guys think of that?
I love it. I mean, there's so much happening now. I mean, keeping up with the trends is tough enough to do. So
we'll do our trendy part for 2013.
Well, I've always wanted to
one
be trendy.
Thing, well, if it's one thing you're not, Todd, it is trendy. Carol, we're going to talk in this segment about home design trends this coming year, 2013. Get us started.
Well, so the first trend for 2013 that we want to talk about is kitchens. And it's really no surprise that with all the reality TV shows out there that kitchens continue to be hot and really highlighted. One of the top kitchen trends is, you know, Kitchen Island with seating. You know, people like that in their kitchen so they can show off their cooking skills, or people can hang out in the kitchen with them and snack while they're cooking a big meal. And I know, you know, you're a big cook, Todd. What do you like to see in the kitchen?
Well, you know, the thing about the home, if you think about the traditional floor plan of a house, it has the dining room, it's got the formal living room, it's got the family room, it's got a breakfast nook area. How many of those rooms do people actually use? I mean, I've lived in homes where I would set foot in the living room twice a year, you know. So to answer your question, Carol, I mean, in my view, the kitchen is the heartbeat of our home. And we spend a heck of a lot of time there. And when you have company over, where do you spend time? It's for us, it's always in the kitchen.
It's the kitchen, so, or the den at my house.
I have the same in my house. I mean, I have a formal dining room and living room, and I go in there on Thanksgiving and Christmas. That's it.
I don't even do that anymore. Right. You know, so it's not surprising to me that a real focus on the kitchen is a hot trend.
Well, and I think, Carol, you mentioned that having the island with seating in the kitchen, mm-hmm. so you can show off your cooking skills. I mean, that works both ways. My culinary talents are kind of equal to my trendiness. And I like being able to sit in the kitchen and watch somebody that knows what they're doing in the kitchen and preparing a meal, because I'm trying to build my skills up a little bit. So that having that seating in the island is really cool. I like that.
Yeah, I like it. It's kind of nice. I mean, a lot of times I'll make omelets in the morning, and when I'm making an omelet, you know, you can only do them one at a time. So I'll make the omelet, and then my son will sit down at the island and eat his omelet while I'm still cooking mine. So, you know, you kind of get to be together right there, even though the breakfast table is not quite in the kitchen. The other interesting thing about showing off your designs that they say is a hot trend is lighting in the kitchen. Just, you know, really fantastic lighting so that you can, A, see what you're doing, but B, show off your cooking skills.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, if it's going to become, and I'm assuming, Carol, that the trend in new home construction is putting a lot more emphasis and focus on the kitchen, right?
Absolutely.
So it makes a lot of sense that you would really amp up your lighting to really highlight that showcase.
Well, and nothing's worse. I mean, I for whatever reason, I love cutting up vegetables. I'm Mr. Salad guy. It doesn't take a lot of skill. Maybe that's why I can do it. And if there's not a lot of light, you know, I tend to take chunks out of my fingers, which is not a good thing.
Ouch.
Yeah.
But that extra lighting, and it's a big deal, I think.
Well, I think there's some appeal to some neat and innovative kind of lighting schemes anyway. I think that's part of the fun, is go shopping for new lighting apparatus.
There's so many different choices today. I just don't even know how people make decisions.
It is overwhelming, which is probably why you would sometimes seek professional design and counsel. They give you some cool ideas.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, again, kind of back to that trend of reality TV shows, you think about all of those. You've got HGTV, you've got Southern Living, you've got all the different ones that have been filmed in Atlanta in the past year even. And, you know, all this focus on dream homes really seems to impact the consumer and what they're looking for in a house. It's like they've got better taste now than ever because they're exposed to all these different shows.
Well, I think all these reality TV shows, and then access to social media like Pinterest, where you can see all these ideas and you can say, you know what, I want that. And you get inspired, and then you know, used to be when a seller and a buyer, it was buyer beware, because you know you were at the whim of the seller. But now the marketplace is so educated and so aware, and reality TV has a big part of that. You know, so I think that's definitely impacting how people are constructing and putting together their home.
Yeah, I think, and there's really a focus on what is it that I want in my home, something that I do all the time. Like the home gym is one thing that I've seen a little bit more and more. It seems like, you know, I used to have a set of old nasty weights in the corner of the bedroom, and now there's rooms specifically outfitted to be a home gym. Why not have it in your home, in your basement, someplace real convenient, opposed to getting in the car and driving somewhere?
Yeah, people are putting yoga studios in their homes even. I would like to have one of those personally. It'd be nice to have a yoga studio.
All right, we'll be back after this commercial break.
Great news stories don't just happen. They are the result of cultivating relationships with the media. Public relations is a great way to add excitement to your marketing program, while also creating third-party credibility. With decades of experience of working with the media online and offline, the Marketing Relevance team is uniquely positioned to deliver your company's stories. Call us today at 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com.
All right, and we're back with Todd and Carol on our Trends Roundtable. Guys, you know, paying attention to all the advertisements leading up to the holidays shopping season, saw a lot of stuff about iPads and tablets and the things that you can do with that in your home. Talk about that a little bit, Carol.
Well, that's just a seriously cool trend. And of course, iPad is hot and the tablets are hot and you're seeing everyone in the world run out and get one. I mean, I'm just shocked at the people that have them now that you really wouldn't think are that technology savvy. But the cool thing about them is you don't have to be. And that's the reason people like them in their homes too, because you can run, you know, your whole home automation system now from your iPad or your iPhone. So you can turn up and down the thermostat. You can start your oven in some cases, turn on your security system, you know, watch a camera and see what's going on in your house when you're not there, which could be, you know, super cool if you've got a nanny and small kids at home, or even if you have rowdy dogs and you want to know how that plant keeps getting turned over every day.
No, and the biggest thing I think is I can't tell you how many times I've backed out of my driveway and got halfway to the interstate and go, ah, I forgot to arm the alarm system. I didn't turn the lights off. Is the oven still on? Did I turn the coffee maker off? So all those kinds of things, if I've got that system in place, and just as you were saying, all the automation systems mm-hmm. are tied together, and I can do it while I'm waiting at a red light instead of going all the way back home.
Yeah, you better be waiting at a red light because you can't be texting and driving, Todd.
I don't do that.
It's dangerous.
Carol, what is the trend? I mean, with new home construction now, is our systems being built in that, is it just standard now, or is this still very much a new thing where you have to make a specific request with your builder to get this kind of technology? Where are we on that?
It really depends on the builder. We're seeing a few Atlanta builders really start to build this technology in. The one that really comes to mind, and our producer's sitting over here nodding, so we'll see if she has something to add, even though she's not on mic. Ashton Woods is building more of this into their homes. I mean, I think most of their homes are at least tablet-enabled or, you know, iPad-enabled so that you may have to pay a little bit more to get that technology fully implemented across the home, but it is something that you're starting to see in Atlanta homes, and it's a little bit price point driven. So you're more likely to see it at that first time move up home than the entry level home.
But I can imagine in a couple of years though, it's just going to be standard.
Yeah. As I'm listening to the conversation, I'm thinking, why would a builder not be all over that? Or even to the point of having maybe a specialty niche coming up. I mean,
right.
There may be an industry that can serve the building industry that says, hey, we're really up on all the technology and tying in the networks and all the different systems.
Well, a lot of cool things you can do with those tablets in terms of managing your energy use. And speaking of energy use, green continues to be a hot trend,
and it should and will continue to be that way. We talked a little bit about the energy use. The other thing I didn't mention that I always forget to do, like I'm my house is going to be empty all day long today. I don't know if I turned my automatic thermostat down or not.
See, and
you know,
if you
so
could
I got
do
nice, yeah, I'm keeping my house warm for
your dog. I'm not even sure that you have one.
I don't
right?
even have a dog.
Well, you know. And if you look at the trends we talked about in 2010, I would say that energy efficiency was probably one of the biggest trends talked about on air on the show. It was other than active adult living. It seemed to be active adult living, energy efficiency. Today's home buyers finally seem like they get it. It's not just the purchase price of the home and what you're going to pay for your mortgage on a monthly basis. It's what you're going to pay to Georgia Power and to Atlanta Gaslight and to all those other energy suppliers on a monthly basis too.
Well, it's the same thing we were talking about with mobile technology becoming standard within the next couple of years. I think every new home construction will be a green home, don't you think, Carol?
Oh, yeah. I think so too. Well, just the standards that are required by code now has made everything that's been built in the last few years much, much more energy efficient. So they're all fairly green and energy efficient now. And of course, some builders take it even up a notch from that. So it's really nice to see because it's saving money in the long run.
Well, I mean, that's the thing that I keep coming back to. It's one thing to be and I don't mean to demean the tree huggers, but that's a noble thing to do. And we really should be focused on it. But I just got a new water heater. I mean, the old one was, I don't know, 18, 19 years old. And in the first month, I noticed a difference.
Yeah,
so it's eco-friendly, and it's saving me serious cash. It's noticeable money.
That's what people are going to be looking for. I mean, when you go to replace your appliances, you look to see what's Energy Star rated. Even TVs have it today. I mean, let's think about, we're all talking about, you know, energy usage and, you know, how much energy does that computer that you're buying use, or the new TV or the DVD player or whatever it is. I mean, those ratings are available for everything now.
All right. Well, I hate to say it, but we're out of time. So that wraps this week's show. You can find us at AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you are so inclined, please leave a comment and review on iTunes. So on behalf of today's guest, David Lelack, show producer Delaney Young, my co-host Carol Morgan and Todd Youngblood, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.